This is St. Louis Public Radio. It's a term once used to describe the geography known as the Metro East. St. Louis-based artists, designers, and intellectuals banded together to examine the geological history of this area. Tomorrow, their work will be made available to the public online. St. Louis Public Radio's Willis Ryder Arnold reports.
I'm hiking up to the top of a levee in Sauget, Illinois, with photographer Jennifer Colton.
So that's the electric, that electric plant that is no longer in operation, and I don't know what happens here. I mean, this is very busy.
We crunch along the levee for a bit before descending into knee-high grass. Colton wants to photograph a piece of land for a new website called The American Bottom. The project traces the history of human effects on the region's landscape. We stop and pause while Colton sets up her tripod and takes a couple photos.
And we are standing at the place, at the base of what I call the colorful mound. It is residue that comes from the electric plant that's right along the river.
The mound is at least three stories tall and red, black, and brown. You can see the different layers of unknown silt and coal byproduct. It looks like a land formation in Arizona, not something native to Illinois. Washington University design professor Jesse Vogler took the title from a historical term used to describe the area. For 3 years, he and his partner Matthew Fluharty collected photos, writing, and research about the region. The result is an interactive website that gives users detailed information at their fingertips. The project's a little complex, so I met up with the website's designer, Jonathan Hanahan, and using Skype, we called up Vogler, who's currently in the country of Georgia. Vogler tells me the project examines regional history in a unique way.
Essentially, the story of St. Louis can't be told without also telling a story of the floodplains on the east side of the river.
It's a story of how humans have changed the landscape around them. Building railroads created borders. Levees changed the shape of the river. Oil refineries affected area wetlands. The project emerged through collaboration between its creators and the community.
Local museums, individuals, have sort of scaled the levees, have basically been to every nook and cranny trying to understand what it is that gives this place, I guess in my mind, such coherence.
Vogler asked Hanahan to create a website integrating Colton's images, written scholarship, and Google Maps. Hanahan jumped at the idea.
And my interest in this project really stems from this idea of the overlapping physical and digital relationships of this archive.
To that end, the website works as a sort of day planner, travelogue, or virtual tour. Hanahan used known internet habits to shape the site's design. He manipulated Google Maps to make the experience easier for users, but flexible for the collaborators.
So a huge percentage of our users already have that built into their brains, so there's no point in us trying to re-establish that. And what that also lets us do is kind of is distort that in ways and create unexpected experiences.
So basically, a viewer could stand on one mound and use a cell phone to get to the next one town away, exploring the same territory that Colton photographed.
I have these shoes that I don't even bring in the house. I just leave them in a box in the car.
The American Bottom team will make these experiences available this weekend. Like Colton, you can get your boots dirty, scale levees, compare canals, and travel the train tracks. I'm Willis Ryder Arnold, St. Louis Public Radio.